at some point, it really is going to be okay to look at the quality of the Pirates' pitching in something other than individual contexts. Good morning to you. Good Friday morning. I'm Dan Kovacevic of DK Pittsburgh Sports, and this is Daily Shot of Pirates. Comes your way bright and early every weekday morning if you're into football and or hockey. I also offer up daily shots of Steelers and Penguins right where you found this. Pirates are back in action today at Wrigley Field, trying to shake off what's still something of a slump in that they've lost six of their last seven. And I say something of a slump because that game Tuesday night in San Diego that I covered was pretty uplifting stuff, and they were in both of the other games, so it doesn't feel like, you know, the way it did after they left Cincinnati when they were getting blown up and everything. This is different. This whole experience so far of this season has felt different than, well, first of all, what everyone expected, but secondly, of maybe what even the people who knew that this bullpen was going to be good, even the people who thought, because you couldn't have known, that this rotation might be reliable, this has been better than that. Derek Shelton and Ben Cherington both talk regularly about getting better, we need to get better. Every other phrase during spring training. They kind of cool off whenever the regular season starts, but every other phrase back in February and March. Because they understand that if that happens, you know, rising tide lifts all boats. And I have a feeling right now, though I can't be sure, that the rising tide is as much responsible for this genuinely impressive pitching that we've seen from this staff to this point in the season. I'm not ready to take Oscar Marin off the hook. Don't get me wrong here. I've been skeptical in a healthy way, not in a nasty way, of his work, primarily because of what we witnessed in 2020, but he's got a different group of guys now. You know, he doesn't have Trevor Williams, one of the worst starting pitchers in all of baseball, which, by the way, he's back to being again. He doesn't have Chris Archer and his injuries. He doesn't have Joe Musgrove and all his inconsistencies. And by the way, notice that nobody talks about Musgrove not being all that good for San Diego ever since the no-hitter. He has different guys. And you would have to think that although the decisions are always player-centric, to borrow another Cherington term, that to some extent, the players that are going to do best in Pittsburgh are going to be the ones that fit best with Marin. And a lot of that is just going to be smarts. It's just going to be understanding a lot of the stuff that he talks about. And please, I'm going to cut myself off here because I don't want to make it sound like I'm suggesting Williams and Musgrove and Archer aren't smart. All three of them are super smart. I am suggesting that of the guys who are still here, they're going to always fit best with Marin because he's a headsy kind of guy. He challenges them to learn things about their own pitching and their own biomechanics that they've never before processed. And I know that because Mitch Keller, who's another really bright guy, really opened my eyes to that subject in Bradenton, not this spring, but this past spring in 2020, saying I'm trying things now that I've never tried in my life as a pitcher. I'm throwing in locations that I've never thrown as a pitcher. But everything's being explained to me every step of the way. I understand what's going on. I feel like, to some extent, my eyes are open, really, for the first time. That's not something that, again, I feel like I have to keep making sure that I don't insult anybody in the process here. Believe me, when I want to insult somebody, I'll do it, but I don't want that to be interpreted as any kind of shot at Ray Searidge, who's got all kinds of unfair kicks on his way out the door, including that he was responsible for the pitch to contact crap when he wasn't. That was all Neil Huntington and Kyle Stark. Marine has come in and lifted up a lot of these guys. And I don't know how much credit he should deserve for it to this point, as I've said, but I also feel like there's some to be had. Because as Clint Hurdle used to say, once you see that it's in there, it's in there. So let's take a look at Clay Holmes, for example. Clay Holmes, if you're a longtime reader of my columns at DK Pittsburgh Sports, you'll know that I haven't exactly gone easy on Holmes. He has looked at times like the worst pitcher in all of baseball. Not this year. Answers have been found. He's tunneling his pitches. He's putting them in places that he hadn't put them before. He's utilizing that really, really good natural movement that he has on his fastballs, just on his regular four-seamers, and getting swings and misses off of them. He's getting results for the first time in his career. And that's after, you know, a nasty run of injuries, too, including missing most of the abbreviated 2020 season. That's the kind of example that I'm looking for here. Keller is the obvious one. But what about Sam Howard? Sam Howard, yeah, he impressed right when he came up last season, but he's taken it to another level this season. Richard Rodriguez kind of got stronger as the 2020 season went along and then looked peculiarly comfortable in the closer role in the second half of that month. But look at him now. Dude's nuts. 28 consecutive scoreless innings, meaning all 28 of them. And he's given up one hit. One hit. This is nutty territory. He's the best reliever in baseball right now. How did he get that way? You know, keep doing that. Kyle Crick, remember Crick's command last year? Sure, he ended up going on the IL. Maybe he was hurt before that. He had lost some velocity. He had lost his ability to command that amazing slider of his. Now, all he does is get people out. I mean, should there also be credit for Tyler Anderson, even though Anderson's a 31-year-old veteran? Probably. If Anderson was this good last year, the Pirates wouldn't have been able to sign him for a song now, would they? Keep going. JT Brubaker. There's just been a steady flow, it feels like, of pitchers getting better. I'm leaving out a bunch of names, too, and I don't mean to. Dwayne Underwood Jr. And his strikeout rate. David Bednar, a seeming throw-in in the Musgrove trade from San Diego. These are guys who've performed really, really well. So Marine's got a lot of work ahead of him. Marine's got a lot of innings to cover, too, by the way, the remainder of this season. But, you know, cap tip so far. When we come back, just one question. Welcome back. It's time for Just One Question. That is brought to you by our friends at the North Shore Tavern, directly across Federal Street from PNC Park, home of Steak on a Stone, but way more important than that, it's also the home of Pirates baseball year-round, the only dedicated, full-time, 365 days a year Pirates sports bar in existence. And they mean it, too. Passionate about their buckos. Visit North Shore Tavern, right next to Mike's Beer Bar. They're actually companion ventures. Jeremy asks, DK, with Albert Pujols DFA'd yesterday, could this be the end of an all-time great career. How high is he on the all-time greats list? Is he on the top 10? 99.4 WAR, 667 home runs, 2,112 RBIs, 298 batting average, 921 OPS, Rookie of the Year, three-time MVP, two gold gloves. Yes, Jeremy, you're answering your own question with that list. And if that wasn't enough, if all you needed as a Pittsburgh baseball fan was the eye test, then you have watched that man obliterate your franchise year after year after year when he was wearing those Redbirds on a stick on the front of his uniform. There was a time, do you remember this? When Pujols ranked among the all-time leaders at PNC Park in home runs, including Pirates? I'm not going to be able to wing this off the top of my head, but the list was something like Brian Giles, Jason Bay, Andrew McCutchen, and Pujols. Like, seriously? But that sounds about right. If you were watching the Pirates back then, that's how dominant he was. A total pro. Never doubt attached. At least not a reasonable doubt. A verifiable doubt about any aspect of his career as it relates to cheating and so forth. There have been doubts expressed about the validity of his age, but that's not going to be something that affects, you know, Hall of Fame voting or anything like that. Where does he rank? I mean, that's always tough, and it's tough in part because the cheaters have made it tough. You can't just look at stats anymore. You do value them. You do try to apply context. But baseball, unlike any other sport with a Hall of Fame, goes back, you know, to the Civil War. And there's been many, many changes in baseball. Heck, there have been many, many changes in the time that Pujols played. He is, I'll speak for myself here, one of the best, I'd say one of the three best hitters that I've seen. Since I've been covering baseball, not since I've been watching it, but since I've been covering it, and that's since 2005. I'm not about to put myself on the spot and throw the other two, so it's entirely possible that Pujols is number one. No, I don't consider his Angels teammate Mike Trout to be up there on my own list because I've almost never seen the man play baseball. Now, I did cover the series in Anaheim a couple of years ago, and the Pirates just completely mowed down Trout. And I remember leaving the stadium thinking, really? Really? What was that all about? This guy's the greatest? I like to at least see people play and play well. So asking me, Pujols might be my one, but he'd absolutely be in my top three. Where does he rank all time? That's a lot tougher one to ask. Putting anyone in anybody's top 10 is asking a ton, but Albert's done it all. Albert's been a class act every step of the way. In my own tiny, tiny context, he's been a professional with me every time I'd approached him. Just a tremendous, tremendous asset to the sport of baseball, and he will be missed. And I was afraid as soon as I saw his name, by the way, in your question, no, the Pirates will not sign him. I appreciate the question. I appreciate everybody listening to Daily Shot of Pirates, and we'll be back with more of these next Monday.
Point Park University, in the heart of downtown Pittsburgh, they understand there's no substitute for real-world experience and career-building connections. Their innovative curriculum engages students with distinctive experiential learning opportunities. Point Park's pioneering co-op program empowers qualified students to work in full-time, paid positions with their corporate partners while earning college credits. Visit pointpark.edu/works to learn more. Career ready. That's The Point, Point Park University.
Your front door, your car, your gym locker, your gun. safety is a habit. Learn more about how to keep guns safe and secure. Visit ProjectChildSafe.org.